Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, January 18th, the Israeli cabinet approves Gaza ceasefire accord, which is due to take effect on Sunday. Pope Francis decries financing arms production in order to kill, and the Holy Father thanks Swiss guards for patiently welcoming Jubilee pilgrims. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Beginning with the latest developments in the Holy Land, the Israeli cabinet has given final approval to the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Nathan Morley reports.
The decision came after 7 hours of discussions in Jerusalem. Now approved, the Gaza agreement is expected to take effect on Sunday at around 12:15 local time. According to media reports, a total of 24 ministers voted in favour of the agreement and 8 were against. The Israeli army will withdraw from the area in stages, but a security zone will remain between Israel and Gaza. 3 Israeli hostages, all female, held in Gaza, and 95 Palestinian prisoners are scheduled to be released on Sunday in the first phase. The first phase of the agreement will last for 42 days. During this period, 33 Israeli hostages will be released. Dr. James Smith, an emergency doctor who has worked in Gaza, says the initial ceasefire feels like a very small first step.
I think we have to have faith that there will be no further violence. That really is contingent on serious political engagement to bring about an end to the underlying occupation. People who have been living in what has been described by many commentators as an open-air prison, this really needs to come to an end.
However, the agreement will begin a massive relief and reconstruction operation in Gaza. Israel will allow 600 truckloads of aid into the enclave every day. On the ground, Egyptian authorities are ramping up aid delivery efforts in preparation for the reopening of the Rafah crossing, the only artery linking the Gaza Strip with Egypt. Hundreds of truck drivers are awaiting the signal to deliver much-needed aid. EU Foreign Policy Chief Katja Kallas said the European Union is currently in discussions to redeploy a mission to monitor the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. She also confirmed that the EU would support Gaza through humanitarian aid, rebuilding and recovery efforts. Amid all this, the World Health Organization says more countries must receive additional wounded Palestinians for specialized treatment. More than 11,000 people are waiting for medical evacuation abroad. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis on Saturday again condemned investments in the arms industry, highlighting the ethical responsibility to use financial resources to serve human dignity and the common good. His remarks came as he addressed a delegation from the Catholic Foundation of Verona, a division of Generali Italia Insurance Company that supports nonprofit organizations and social at local levels. Lisa Zingarini reports.
Welcoming the members of the Catholic Foundation in the Consistory Hall, Pope Francis emphasised the need to direct wealth towards initiatives that support the vulnerable and align with the Church's social doctrine. Opening his address, the Pope reminded the delegation, whose foundation supports non-profit organisations and social ventures for the benefit of local communities, that humanity's role on earth is one of stewardship, not ownership. This stewardship, he argued, should reflect respect and wisdom in safeguarding the environment and society. The Pope commended the Catholic Foundation's commitment to solidarity, praising in particular its work in aiding families and young people in collaboration with the Diocese of Verona. He framed this work as a testament to their Catholic identity, encouraging them to persevere in their mission of serving others, particularly the most vulnerable. Pope Francis then focused his reflection on the moral use of financial resources. He again lamented the troubling global trend of prioritizing investments in arms manufacturing. To channel money into industries designed to kill is madness, he said.
Investire per uccidere. Siamo pazzi.
He warned that when wealth is hoarded or invested against the good of people, it grows old and weighs down the heart, making it hard and deaf to the cries of the poor.
Quando mettiamo la ricchezza al servizio della dignità dell'uomo, non possiamo che averne guadagno sempre.
Conversely, placing financial resources at the service of human dignity strengthens social bonds and builds a more just society. Concluding, Pope Francis called on the foundation members to continually renew their trust in God's providence and encourage them to continue their good work, which sows the future, happiness and peace. I am Lisa Zingarini.
Pope Francis also met Saturday with members of the Pontifical Swiss Guard Foundation as the organization celebrates 25 years of providing financial assistance to the tiny army that protects the Vatican. The Holy Father expressed his appreciation for the Swiss Guard's faithful service to the Pope and the millions of pilgrims who visit the Vatican each year. Devin Watkins reports.
Tutti dobbiamo aiutarci e sostenerci a vicenda.
We all need to help and support one another, and this applies to individual communities and also to the entire church. Pope Francis offered that encouragement to members of the Council of the Foundation of the Pontifical Swiss Guard at an audience on Saturday to celebrate its 25th anniversary. The Pontifical Swiss Guard was founded in 1506 by Pope Julius II and is among the oldest military units in continuous operation. Expressing appreciation for their service, Pope Francis said the foundation's support for the Swiss Guards is a way to support the successor of Peter and his ministry for the Universal Church. He noted that over its 500-year existence, the Swiss Guard has changed in many ways, including in assisting with the reception of millions of pilgrims, though its purpose to protect the Pope has stayed the same. For this, patience is required, and the Guards have it, said the Pope.
E questa è una cosa bella di loro. Ripetono le cose, spiegano.
This is something beautiful about them. They repeat things. They explain such great patience, he added. Pope Francis said the foundation of the Pontifical Swiss Guard assists the Corps in essential ways, such as financial assistance to educate their children. I like it when the Guards marry, he said. I like it when they have children, when they have a family. This is very important. The foundation also allows the Corps to receive ongoing military training and keep their equipment in top shape. He thanked the organization for supporting the guardsmen who complete their service at the Vatican and return home.
Io ho contatto con alcuni di questi.
I have contact with some of these individuals who remain very, very connected to the Vatican and the Church, he said. Sometimes they call on the phone, send something, and when they pass through Rome, they visit me. He called this a beautiful connection that I cherish. In conclusion, Pope Francis said the financial assistance of the foundation serves as a reminder that all church entities are connected. I would like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude, he said, for the generous support you have provided to the Pontifical Swiss Guard over these 25 years. I'm Devin Watkins.
Returning to those terrible fires in Los Angeles in the United States, more than 10,000 buildings are estimated to have been destroyed or damaged in the fires engulfing areas of the Los Angeles County. At least 25 people are confirmed dead, more than a dozen unaccounted for. Tens of thousands of people have had to evacuate, and these numbers are still on the rise. Speaking to Vatican Radio, Amy Duchel, senior forestry officer and team leader on forests and climate at the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, explained the role of climate change in the growing frequency and intensity of wildfires.
So, I mean, the global implications are huge, and we're in a vicious cycle here. So this increase in frequency and intensity of wildfires, one of the consequences of climate change. But wildfires also in turn accelerate climate change by releasing large amounts of carbon into the atmosphere. And so that reinforces this damaging cycle. And so, you know, that's what we're, the situation that we're in now. And in terms of climate change, it's only projected to get worse. And the intensity and frequency of these extreme wildfires is only projected to get significantly worse. So this is something that we are going to, a new reality that we are facing. And I think one of the very key lessons that is coming out of the Los Angeles experience are the limits to suppression of of fires when they're that out of control. So, you know, you have a place that's ultra prepared, ultra resourced, ultra experienced in terms of firefighting capacity, and even then, these kinds of fires were impossible to control. And for us at FAO, that really reinforces the understanding that there are limits to suppression of these fires, and so we really need to shift the focus of the attention from only suppression and response, you know, when the emergency is happening, to actually the preventative measures that could, you know, help us better understand the situation, reduce risk, and be more prepared to tackle these wildfires before they even begin burning.
And that was the FAO's senior forestry officer and team leader, Amy Duchel, on forests and climate, speaking to Vatican Radio about the relationship between wildfires and climate change. Also, some disturbing news in Nigeria. At least 60 people were killed and others injured in northern Nigeria on Saturday when a petrol when there was a terrible petrol incident, and hopefully the developments will not be too gruesome. In other Vatican headlines, students from around the world have been selected for the 2025 Vatican Observatory Summer School. Since the first release of data from the James Webb Space Telescope in July of 2022, the world has witnessed a transformation in astronomy. This June, 25 students from 21 different nations will explore the universe with the entity as they take part in the 2025 Vatican Observatory Summer School in the Observational Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Observatory Headquarters in the Papal Summer Gardens of Castel Gandolfo outside of Rome. There will be a comprehensive overview presented of the major results of the entity in its first 3 years that covered four major scientific themes, including first light and reionization, assembly and evolution of galaxies, birth of stars and protoplanetary systems, and planetary systems and the origin of life. This is the 19th VOSS. More than 450 students have taken part in these summer schools since its first one in 1986. The schools are open to advanced astronomy, undergraduates, and beginning graduate students from around the world. Most of the students selected come from developing countries. Admission is without regard to financial need, as the tuition is free, and additional financial support for traveling and housing is provided by donors through the Vatican Observatory Foundation. This ensures that every student accepted can attend, and more than 85% of its alumni continue today as professional astronomers, including some of the most notable figures in contemporary astronomy. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Also, the Holy Father's Angelus tomorrow at noon in St. Peter's Square. Many thanks go to our sound engineer in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellana-Lubov.